Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited to have a special guest on the show tonight. In the person of none other than best-selling published author J.L. King is my special guest on tonight. I'm going to open it with prayer, as we always do, and I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Someone need to put their phone on mute. Someone need to place their phone on mute. I'm hearing some static in the background. Could you place your phones on mute, please? Other than my guest, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are in total control at all times. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family and my special guest on tonight, J.L. King. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to extend your grace and mercy unto us, even though we know that we are not worthy of it. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will be with us on tonight as we go through this broadcast, that you will be my guest will be a blessing to the listeners, Heavenly Father, that they will have a testimony after this broadcast, knowing that you are in the midst and you have opened doors that no man can open. So we just give you the glory in advance for what you're going to do through my guests on tonight and through the listeners that are listening faithfully. So now, Lord, we ask that you would have your way on tonight, even through this broadcast. We pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight that will touch the hearts of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name, that you will be glorified through them is our prayer in Jesus' name. So help us now, Heavenly Father, to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought. We always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, stop making we plans with I-minded people. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Stop making we plans with I-minded people. I'm asking all listeners, please bear with us on tonight because we are going in a different direction on tonight, but we know God is still going to be glorified. So I am so grateful on tonight to have my special guest once again. He is a best-selling author, published author of 15 books, none other than author J.L. King. He is my special guest on tonight. I'm going to be asking him very shortly if he would share with the listening audience a short testimony. And after his testimony, we're going to do a short music break. And after the music break, I'm going to come back and we're going to get to know this world-renowned, best-selling published author, J.L. King, on tonight. So I pray that this show on tonight will be a blessing to each listener because God's already, he already knows who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So right now, I'm going to ask J.L. King, author J.L. King. Before I do that, I want to give you a little background about him first before we do that. Author J.L. King is a New York Times best-selling author of 15 books. He was discovered by Oprah Winfrey in 2004, and he has appeared on her talk show four different times. What a blessing. His area of expertise are issues that empowers people to write their stories, to leave a legacy, from cookbooks to children's books, and also inspirational books to faith books. He feels everyone has a story inside and needs his ministry because he's able to help you or any other who are writing books. He is able to help you get your book written. His expertise has awarded him as the best in the business. So right now, we're going to go to a music. No, we're going to ask him right now to do a short testimony. I'm so excited that he's on the show tonight. I'm getting ahead of myself. But I'm going to ask him right now if he would share with the listeners a short testimony first.
All right, great. First of all, thank you, Pastor Brown, for allowing me to be a guest on your show. I've been looking forward to this opportunity for the past couple of weeks since you extended the invitation, your right hand of friendship and fellowship to me to be a guest on your show. I get a lot of invitations to be guests on talk shows. I mean, they come in all the time. And I'm kind of selective nowadays because I try to, you know, pick those shows who I feel will have the greater impact on their listeners and that people will be moved to move and to step out of their comfort zones and start on a journey to reach their goals. And hopefully I can use my ministry and my experience and my success to help others get to where they want to go. So my testimony, as you know, earlier when we talked, I was already shouting and praising God for always showing up when I sometimes thought that he would not, and I get mad at myself when I even begin to doubt God a little bit. And then I keep going back to the old saying or the chapter or the verse or the scripture says, those who got faith of a mustard seed, that's all it takes. And even though that sounds easy, it can be very difficult to hold on to your faith the size of a mustard seed when you're facing storms in your life. And so just this past couple of days, I've had to fight some serious issues that was really causing me to my faith to waver, my faith to get off point. And I was really kind of like worrying unnecessary. And I'm one who has a tagline that says faith over fear. And people who know me will tell you, yo, JL always talks about faith over fear, faith over fear. But I was facing a situation where I had to test my own words. And I just stopped, and like I was telling you earlier when we talked, I got to a place where all I could do was stand. And again, after standing from many, many situations and many, many storms in my life, he showed up right on time, showed out like he always do, and it made me laugh at myself because I said to the man in the mirror, How in the world could you doubt God after all he has brought you through? How? And you should be, you're silly. Look, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. And I'm telling the man in the mirror, me, how stupid I felt and how unworthy I felt because I doubted God and he has never let me down. So my testimony, I guess, is to say to your listeners, never, ever, ever, ever doubt him. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how close the situation is. I don't care if you don't think there's no way out. My grandfather used to tell us all the time, there is always a ram in the bush.
Hey, man, what a powerful testimony. I like what you said, faith over fear. And then after you've done all you can do, stand. That's what the Word of God says. So, thank you for sharing that. That's a powerful testimony. Somebody needed to hear that testimony that you just gave. And the reason I ask all my first-time guests to share testimony is that God gets glory through our testimony. God gets no glory when we sit down on our testimony, and no one else can be blessed by our testimony if we don't share it. So the reason why we share our testimony is to let others know that they may be in the same boat or situation that we are in or were in, but if God delivered you and he delivered me and brought us through, he's able to do the same thing for them because he has no respecter of persons. So we just give God the glory for you and sharing that powerful testimony. I know someone has been blessed by that testimony, and now someone's faith has been increased just by that testimony alone. So we want to thank you for that on tonight. And right now we're going to go to a music break, a short music break, and following this short music break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to ask our brother a few questions, and then we're just going to let him have the mic, and he can be a blessing to each listener on tonight. So I pray that you enjoy this music break, and following the music break, I'm going to come back to Brother King with his questions for tonight. Be blessed.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worth. Aren't you glad that Jesus thought your life and my life was worth living? That he sacrificed his own life and he came down from glory in the form of man, in the form of a baby, flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own sinless, precious, holy, and righteous blood on the cross that we can be redeemed. What an awesome God we serve. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. And I thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So once again, my special guest on tonight is none other than best-selling author J.L. King. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's my special guest on tonight. Brother King, before I ask you these questions, I have a few questions that I would like for you to answer for me and the listeners on tonight. But I would like for you to start off by giving a little background about yourself, if you don't mind. Hello, Brother King. Praise the Lord, Brother King. Oh, did we lose him? I pray that, I don't know what happened. I guess he got another call. We got to hold on for Brother King to come back to the line.
Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Brother King. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, I hear you fine. I'll call you for a minute there.
Okay, so I was asking you, Brother King, if you could give us a little more background about yourself and how you became a best-selling author. Give us a little history about yourself, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions after that.
Okay, first of all, I'm from Ohio. I was born in Springfield, Ohio, which is located between Columbus and Dayton. And since you're based in Detroit, you know we're like neighbors. I used to spend a lot of my summers as a kid in Detroit, because on my mother's side, we had a lot of cousins and aunties there. Grew up in a two-parent, middle-class family, working-class family. Father worked for the government for 35 years. Mom was domestic as well as a stay-at-home mother, and she raised my brother and myself in the church. My father was very active in the church. So I'm not a preacher's kid. Both my parents are deceased, but my father was the head deacon, and so it was almost like being a preacher's kid. And so my roots were based in the little small Baptist church that I grew up in. Got married very young to my high school sweetheart. Decided I did not want to go to college at that time, right out of high school. So I went into the Air Force, where I served 9 years on active duty around the world. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it gave me a chance to grow up. I was a young father, young wife, and was on my way to become a man. And so that was great. I wouldn't take anything from my years in the military and the Air Force. And then from there, I got out and went into corporate America and did very well there. From there, in the social work, and from there into entrepreneurship. I've done so much, Brother James, from working in the prison system, teaching GED classes, to owning my own T-shirt company, the travel agency. You know, I've always been an entrepreneur. Even as a kid, I had my own car wash, my own lemonade stand. I've always been that very independent young brother who never wanted to work for anybody, always wanted to be very independent. So I kind of followed that path my whole life. Of course, I've had jobs, and I've worked for big companies and had a paycheck every 2 weeks. Of course, I've had my fair share of those things. But deep down inside, I always knew that God had bigger and greater for my life. I didn't know what it was, and sometimes we don't know what that is. Sometimes it happens later on in life. Sometimes it happens earlier in life. But I do remember, after losing my job and becoming very depressed and going through a divorce and having children and having to deal with all those things that life throws at you, that the devil throws in your way, I remember I was going to commit suicide. I remember I was so depressed, and I didn't think that my life was going anywhere. My parents were very disappointed in me. I was almost like the black mark for the family because I had quit my job. I had this dream of being a boss, having my own business. My father was old school. His thing was, well, my boys are going to work for the government, retire after 30 years, and settle down. And that was that's what he thought was going to be the best life for his sons. But I had a whole different way of thinking. Mine was, I wanted to be my own boss, my own man. I wanted to do things my way. And that caused me really to learn some hardcore lessons, and I fell on my butt so many times, but I never gave up. But one time, I gave up, and I was going to commit suicide. And I remember sitting in my bedroom, my oldest son, was visiting me, and I was going to commit suicide, and I gave up on God. You know how people that curse God and die. I was at that place, and I didn't no longer believe that the spirit, that God existed, because life had really took its toll on my life, and I was ready to give up. But it's funny how when you get to that place where you want to give up is when God always shows up. Always shows up. Sometimes it's a person, a phone call. This is before the internet. This is before cell phones. This is before social media. You know, this was just old-fashioned way of growing up. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but someone showed up or I got a phone call that changed my life. And it ended up taking me on another direction. Still was not that smooth or easy, but allowed me to see that God still had his hands on me. Even with all my sin and all my shortcomings and all my confusion, he still had his love for me. And from there, it kind of took off. I got back on my feet and moved to Columbus, Ohio, and got a really good job and was able to pay my child support and take care of my business and pull myself up. But still, I was not happy because I was still working for somebody else. And I remember I was going to a big church in Columbus, Ohio. And I remember one day one of the brothers who was in the church with me called me. He said, "Hey, Brother King, let's go to Denny's for dinner." I thought, "Okay, cool." Now, the night before, I had this dream that the Spirit had came to me and told me that he had a bigger plan for my life. And, of course, I'm thinking I'm just dreaming. So I went to lunch at Denny's with my buddy. He said to me straight out, he said, "Look, bro, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's on your mind, but whatever the Spirit told you to do, you need to listen and be obedient." That was the first word. That was the first time I ever heard the word obedient used like that. And I knew then, James, that it was the Spirit that had came to me and had talked to me. Brother Aqua said, "You have to be obedient, bro. The Spirit had told me the night before that I would write a book." Like, writing a book was the first thing in my mind. I did not even like writing. And the Spirit had told me in this dream, this board, "You're going to write a book, and it's going to change the world. You're going to be famous, and you're going to be wealthy, and you're going to be known around the world, and you're going to go to places you've never been before. You're going to be..." Everything that I went through, the Spirit told me was going to happen, man, everything. And the brother of the church kind of reiterated that it was not a dream. It was my destiny. So I followed my destiny. I listened. It was still rough. And God kept me, and everything he promised me and told me that was going to happen to me that night in that dream happened, every single thing. And so that's how I got on the path to becoming a writer. I wrote a book, got a book deal. Oprah Winfrey had heard about me through my workshops and all the stuff I was doing leading up to that. And she called me when I was living in Chicago and told me that she had heard about me, and her best friend Gail King, had been watching me and watching and hearing about all the work I was doing, and she wanted to have me on her show, and I was on the show, and the rest of it is history. And from there, I started my own company. So even though I'm an author with major companies in New York, there were so many people I had met on my journey who wanted to write a book, who wanted to tell this story, who had powerful testimonies that they wanted to put in a book. And no one to go through. No one showed them how to do it. And so I turned my success into my ministry of helping others tell their stories, how to write. So I do a lot of that type of thing for people, help you write your story, help you tell your story, help you become successful, because this is my ministry. You know, there's ministers of music, there's ministers who do outreaches, there are ministers who have all type of ways to give back. My way of giving back is through helping people tell their stories.
Amen. Pop, that's a testimony within itself, what you just said.
Oh, man. I could go on. I'm going to stop right there.
I am so grateful to have you on tonight, because you are going to be a blessing to the listeners on tonight. I have some questions that I have for you, and I would like to start off with the first question for tonight for you is, what is your ultimate goal or purpose in publishing your many books? It almost goes back to what you just said.
Yeah, to empower people. I felt that once I got once the Spirit hit me and gave me the talent, gave me, you know what I'm saying, it's something, it's not nothing I learned in school. Again, I was not a writer. I probably was the worst high school student you have ever met, okay? That right there will show you how God can take nothing to make something out of it. Because I was the worst student in high school. You know, and even my friend now from Ohio who meet me, they're like, dude, how did you become a New York Times bestselling author? Because to be a New York Times bestselling author, you have to be one bad, bad boy, okay, or girl. You have to sell millions of books. You have to be, because everybody doesn't become a New York Times bestselling author. That you have to be bad. That's like an Oscar for us. It's like every award you can think of, that's our Oscar. That's our highest achievement to have that label. So I always tell people all the time when they ask me, well, how did that happen to you? Because I cannot take the credit for it. I have to give all the credit to God because it was nothing I wanted to do. You feel me?
Amen.
It's not what I wanted to do. God took care. I tell people all the time, God is my agent, my manager, my boss, my father, my PR person. You know, I didn't have anything to do with this. This was not in my plans for my life. And when you let go and let God and really trust him,
yep.
You have the same type of testimony that I have. And when I see friends, my cousins, I grew up with, and we get together, and they laugh at me because they're like, we thought you was going to be some bum. We thought you were going to work for a factory. We thought that you were going to work in a kitchen and be a cook. And here you are, the most successful brother who came out of our city. How did that happen? And I have, James, I have never, ever taken the credit for it. Never.
And that's never. I like what you just said. And that goes for anyone that God opened doors for. We should always give him the glory and give him the credit for
always.
It because we know that in the end, in the bottom line, is that it was God who opened the doors for you to become a world-renowned best-selling writer of 15 books. You done wrote 15, not one book, but 15. And the first book sold millions of copies. And so I thank God that you are wise enough to know that it was God who had his hands on you, and it was God who opened the door for you. So I just thank God for you for giving him the credit for it. So my next question to you is...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
There is nobody else that I can give the credit to, you know? Because it's too... Even though I've been at this level, this top of this business for going on now 18 years, as a best-selling author, I still can't believe it half the time myself. You know what I'm saying? I still check myself. My children still, we still sometimes the time to get together and say, how did that happen? So I know it was God. That's all I can say.
Amen. My next question to you is, how does God come into your writing of each one of your books? When you write your books, do you allow God to lead and guide you in your writing? So how do you God in that? How do you allow God to assist you in your writing?
The Spirit always gives me ideas. I'm a storyteller. The Spirit will always, I could be having coffee at Starbucks or I could be at a restaurant. I could be sitting at Popeye's and it'll hit me. Or I'll see somebody in line or I'll meet somebody or I'll see somebody on Facebook that really kind of grasp me with their story. I have worked with, not only have I written 15 books, but I've also worked with probably over 150 people who have written their story with my help. From women who dealt with cancer and survived, to being beat by their husbands and boyfriends, to getting infected with all type of diseases, to losing everything, to writing cookbooks. So I've worked with so many different people. And everybody, again, what I said earlier in my introduction, you said, I feel like everybody has a story. It's just you have to be willing to take that gamble and tell that story. And that's why God has used me, because everybody don't know how to get started or how to start or how to finish it. So, again, it's my ministry, and I still work with a lot of people this very day to help them tell their story, again, whether they want to do a cookbook or a children's book, a how-to book, a motivational book, an inspirational book, because once the story inside of you, once God, the Spirit, puts the story inside of you, he always sends somebody along to help get that story out. You just have to be ready to be obedient, that key word, and make it happen.
Amen. That's powerful what you just said. And I kind of can, I can agree with that, because that's how I am in a way. When I look at Facebook or when I'm out in the public and the Lord will give me new ideas for a book, or he'll give me, let me see or run into an individual and say, that's a godly man, that's a godly woman. I need you to talk to that person because they have a story that they need to share on your radio show. So that's another way that God leads me to people that that have been on my show in the past, and I'm sure the same way he's done it before, he's going to continue to do it, and that's how he led me to you, to have you on my show through meeting you on Facebook. And so I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm sure that some of the listeners that are thinking about writing books or doing other things that would give God glory, they can attest to that's how the Lord works. But you have to be in tune with the Spirit. You have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and let him, he'll let you know. And he'll lead and guide you in every step in which way you should go. So
I have met a lot of Christians. I have met a lot of folks who praise God, shout, scream, fall out, do the praise dance all day, all Sunday, 5 days a week. And then when God shows up and answers their prayers, they doubt him. Okay?
Wow.
They will still doubt him. They will say, for example, I met a sister recently who for a whole hour on the telephone one day told me how good God was, and she was so happy she met me, and she had been praying, asking God to send her somebody to help help her tell her story that she wanted to write, or she didn't know where to start, and she had prayed, and she met me accidentally, and she said, oh my God, God sent you to me because this is what you do. And then once we started, it was getting ready to start, she backed out because she said, well, I need to pray some more. I said to her, sis, God is tired of you praying and bugging him about, he already answered your prayer. What else do you want him to do? What else do you want him to do? So sometimes people say they believe, they have faith, but when it's time to put pen to paper or money on the table, is when their faith starts to waver. They start questioning, is this God? I see it happen all the time. All the time.
And that goes, I know exactly what you're saying, and because that leads me back to, there's a phrase or that's a question that goes around today. You may have heard it. It says, God is waiting. We're waiting on God. No, but God is waiting on you. But just like you said, this individual, when God has already given her what she needs, but he was waiting on her to start doing it. You got to let your faith be built up, and you got to trust God. Once he give it to you through the Holy Spirit, and you know that it came from God, then you got to do your part. Then God will do his part. So he's not going to do his part first. He's waiting on you to do yours. So that's a good example.
It's faith over fear, Pastor. It's faith over, even with you. Let's talk about you. You know, I told you I was going to talk about you. Even with you, the way we have met, the way you reached out to me, you have books out. You said to me you would like to do better, do more, make sure that your word is reached beyond what you have reached already. So not only am I here on a guest on your show, I'm also here to help you get to where you're supposed to go.
Praise the Lord. I just want to share with the listeners what you just said, because when we started talking, I had told you that I was trying to get my four books on Instagram, and you were saying, why am I wasting my time? And that you knew a better way that I can get my book exposed and get them out where the world will be able to read the books that God has blessed me to write, so that he will be glorified even more. So I am looking with great anticipation at what God is going to do through you, with the books that I have written that's going to give him glory. So I'm really excited about what he's going to do.
It's very important, because if God gave you a message, a ministry, a testimony, a story that will impact, help others, he's not going to let it stay dormant. He's going to send you somebody to help you go to the next level. So his word, his message, your testimony to be impacted. There are a lot of people who write books and don't do anything with them. They ain't 10 people read them, ain't 20 people read them. And so that to me is almost like a sin, because his word is not being carried throughout the land because you ain't doing your part.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's the truth. But I'm thanking God in advance, and I'm looking forward to working with you to make sure that my books are reaching the masses, because God did not give us ideas to write books or write music that's going to be in vain. He said that his word is not going to come back void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So we have to stand on faith in God, knowing that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He did not give you ideas, you or me or the listeners. He don't give us ideas that's going to give him glory for us to sit down on. And like you said, to start doubting God. That's not the time to start doubting God. This is the time to start praising God in advance, that knowing that all things are working together for our good. And that's his word. We are standing on God's word that he's going to accomplish through us what he put in our spirit for us to do, for him to be glorified. So the next question to you is, how can readers find hope in reading the books that you've already written? How can people find hope in the books that God has already blessed you to write?
Because I use my own life as a written testimony. I not only do I use my own life and some stuff I've been through, both from a fiction and a nonfiction way. I'm a great listener. I listen to people. I'm on top, because I am a public figure. I'm on top of everything. I know what's impacting the land right now, from death to guns to so much going on in the land right now. I mean, people are looking for out. There are people who live in small towns in Michigan and small towns in Mississippi who need to have a book or something they can get what they need to help them continue on. There are a lot of people still living in poverty that I know for a fact. I have worked with people who have written books and wrote their way out of poverty. But all they went talking about welfare to, but now they had a business of their books, selling books, making money. There are people who are by themselves, they are lonely. There are senior citizens who don't have families, who just want somebody to talk to. That's why books are so powerful, even this very day. There are books to me are legacies. You will live forever. I will live forever. But even when I'm long gone dead and in my grave and 100 years from now, guess what? My books will still be alive, and people will still be getting my message and getting my testimony, because they'll be able to pick up my books. Books will make you live forever. Look at so many people now that have been dead, and their books still speak very loud about who they are and who they were.
Now, that's deep. And that leads me to what we had talked about before. Not only was I talking about Instagram, but I have some books in different Bible bookstores here in Detroit, Michigan, and some of the books have sold. But then again, there are some of my books that are still sitting on the bookshelves in the bookstores, because I do call them constantly, or I would go into the bookstores just to check to see how many books have been sold. And then I realized that some of the books are still sitting on the shelf, but that's doing nobody any good when the books are still sitting on the shelf, or when you have not taken the time to actually put the pen to paper and actually write the book. It's doing no one any good. God is not going to be glorified if our books are not actually being sold where God can get the glory through our writing. He gives us these ideas and things that we can be a blessing to other people. He don't just give us books to for us just to write a book just to say we wrote a book. It's for a reason. It's to be a blessing to people, so that God, the bottom line is that God will be glorified through our books. I like what you just said.
And also, I would say that even those who are in the ministry, like yourself, who need to realize that the first books is a business, okay? I always tell people it's not a hobby. It ain't something I do just because I love people and love to write. It's a business. It's how I pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. by way of God blessing me to give back. You can't pay your tithe or offering if you ain't making no money. The most of the authors that I have worked with, writers, you know, they will invest the money and then they make the money, and then they can give back to the church and the community. Then you have
That's
individuals
right.
who like yourself who have written books and not really have making an impact on the country like you want to. Having your books in a bookstore and a movie is not that's not where it's supposed to be. Because if you were selling a lot of books, you, I mean, you're making more money, and you get back to your ministry, you get back to your church, you can travel more,
right.
and people can hear you. It's a business. I tell black folk all the time, this is a business. This is a business. This is not something that you think people owe you because you've got a story you want to tell. You got to come to the table with some money. You got to sit down and say, this is something I'm going to invest in and let go and let God. And, again, I have too many testimony, too many folk who I work with who have used their stories to pull themselves out of poverty or have built businesses or who have expanded their businesses because of them telling the book. That's my, again, this is my expertise. It's nobody can do this better than me. And I can say that because I give all the glory and all the praise to God because he directs me. I'm too dumb. I can't do this by myself. You feel me? I can't do this by myself.
Amen. I know what you're saying, and I'm the same way because when God gave me the book to write, which is titled After This Show, and I thank God for that because that's how this show became into reality because of the title of this book. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? And then not only that, they have the reflective journal that goes with it. So you are absolutely right, and I want to be a blessing, just like you said. I want to be a blessing to my church. I want to be a blessing to my my pastor. I want to be a blessing to my family. I want to go out and be a blessing to the people in the street that are needy, to go to homeless shelters or anywhere God leads me so that I can be a blessing to other people. And I cannot be a blessing financially to people like I want to be if I am not selling the books that he has blessed me to write. So I thank God for opening doors for you and I to be come in contact.
And like I told you when we met, I'm going to be after the show, we're going to start this journey because if not, all this has been a waste of time. Because you, as the host, as the founder, as the individual who are bringing guests and me and others and your books to your listeners and beyond, if you are not successful, that is not the great God wants this thing to be. He wants you to be successful. So you can be a role model. So you can say, if I can do it, anybody can.
Amen. That's it right there. You just said it. That is it right there. I am so excited. I am looking forward to working with you because God is going to be glorified even more through the books that has already been sold. And that I know that these books are going to sell in the millions. I'm not bragging. I see what God is going to do in the future through the Spirit. And I'm just so grateful. And I am so excited for what he's going to do. The best is yet to come, not only for me, but for you listeners who are thinking about writing books. This goes for you as well. Just like this best-selling author, J.L. King, is expounding on right now. You, too, that have a book in you, don't just sit on your book. Don't just have it sitting on paper, and you do not put it in a book form and get it out there where people can read the books and be blessed and be helped and be so that God can be glorified through you so that your living won't be in vain. A lot of people are in their graves today with they have books that they have started writing, but they never accomplished, they never finished it. And just like that, same thing with testimonies. Some people have powerful testimonies and they have went to their grave not telling them and not sharing their testimony. So God has a book in, if God has a book in you and you are doubting or you are fearing and you are not trusting God, you need to let go of that fear. You need to stop doubting and you need to let faith work. Faith without works is dead. That's what the word of God says.
And I want to say also, and your listeners are listening, it's not hard to write with the right guidance, the right help. Somebody that is proven, like myself, it's easy. I'm working with a sister right now. She's in her late 70s, and we're doing a cookbook. Because she said to me, Brother King, I will make sure that my granddaughters have this pound cake recipe that was passed on to me from generation to generation. I want to make sure that my grandsons and my sons know how to make collard greens. I want to make sure that my daughter and her kids' kids know how to make dressing that was passed on from my mother. And so I'm going to put together a cookbook. Because I want to be able to make sure that my family, that the cooks in my family, will be able to eat like I cook for them once I'm long gone. I mean, that's powerful, bro. And I'm working with two pastors in Atlanta who are starting small churches, and they want you. They're writing their stories of how they got over and how they started from nothing to make something out of it, and using their books and giving away at prisons, and they give them away and when they do their classes, instead of having outsiders come in, they got the book. They got the books where their family, their members can send them to their family in California so they can know the pastor's sermons and the way he teaches. So, again, it doesn't have to be something deep. It could be I have worked with people who have done guides, inspirational guides, where it was just daily testimonies of how you can get over. I've worked with 14-year-olds. Where the parents felt like that 14-year-old had a story about being bullied in school and how to get over that. I've worked with poets who want to write poetry and want to put their poetry out and give them away in nursing homes and people who are in the hospitals. I've worked with business people who are building businesses and they want to share how you can expand your real estate market or how you can start a business and use that to help young people in Job Corps and other incubators to understand how to start a business based on real life experiences.
Amen. And see, you hit a point right there, because that's what I do with one of my books, the book titled Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, which also has a reflective journal. God has opened doors for me to get in contact with prisons around the United States. And now I am sending books out to the prisons, to the prison libraries, where the prisoners can read this book, and then they can also read the reflective journal. And I asked the people over the libraries in the different prisons if it's possible that the prisoners will be able to make copies of the reflective journal so they can take it back to their cell and they can be able to continue to read God's word and be and strengthened and encouraged by God's word, even just through the reflective journal after they have read the book. Because they said they are not allowed to take the books out of the library to the cells. So I want them to be able to make copies of the journal so that they would have something else to refer to after they have read the book and go back to their cells or whatever they do in prison. So you are on the right track, and I just thank God for you. Go right ahead.
Pastor, I know from which I speak. You know, I have never ever just made up stuff because it sounds good. Because people call you on it. I have never been one who have tried to sell somebody something that I have not done myself. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That I have not had the experience or the success myself. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. We all fall down. We get back up. But I have never gave up. And I live and breathe. Whenever someone reaches out to me on social media and says, hey, I want to write a book, that is the joy in my soul of souls, because that means that they have reached out to me or God has sent them to me, and my job is to make this blessing happen. That is the biggest joy I get almost every day, is when I get a new client or if someone talks to me about writing a book, and then I become part one with them and we make it happen. That's my ministry, bro. Like you told me you're making music, this is my ministry.
That's right. Listen, before we go, we're about to run out of time, but I wanted you to be able to share with the listeners, if there's any listeners that is anticipating on writing a book, or if they have written a book and don't know how to get the exposure of the book to the masses worldwide, how would the listeners get in contact with you?
Two ways. First, I want them to reach out to you, and because they're your followers of yours, they also can email me directly to AUTHORJLKing@gmail.com. That's AUTHORJLKing@gmail.com. They can also get it from you. And they can just send me an email. It's mentioned in the subject line that they heard me on your show. And I'm offering a special discount right now for any of your listeners who want to start the process. There is a process, okay? Like everything, it has to be in order. You know, everything got to be order. I don't like confusion. So just again, this is a business. So I will let you know how the process happens, how much it costs, and what it takes to get started. So they can email me directly, and we can have that initial conversation, or they can reach out to you, and you can get in contact with me.
Amen. And while you're saying that, I would like to give the listeners my email address for this show because I did not do it at the opening of the show. I normally do. Listeners can reach me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I want the listeners to know that you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/serviceambassadorsvessel. And once you get there, click on follow. Again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. Once again, you can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And if you are interested in author J.L. King's assistance, you can let me know that you are inquiring about getting in touch with him so he can assist you with getting your book published and get your book out to the world masses. Once again, before we go off the air, just to make sure that everyone gets this information, Brother King, could you please give your information once again?
Okay, again, you can reach me via email at author, AUTHORJLKing@gmail. It's hard on social media. I have Facebook pages, but they're already maxed out with people on my friends list. I got one of my Facebook pages. I got like 900 friend requests. I haven't even begin to take a look at. I am on Instagram. I don't use those for business necessarily. Those are more personal. I would rather for people just to reach out to me directly because I am a very personal person and I want to be able to have a conversation with them. Then we can go from there. Again, email me, get in contact with me through your station, here through you, and that would be the step one to reach me. To try to reach me on Facebook and all that, you would get caught up in the mix. You know, so I'm serious about what I offer, and I want to know that you heard me tonight on your show so I can personally reach back out to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. So is there any closing remarks that you would like to share with the listeners before we go off the air?
Yeah, I would just want to say, please don't take your story to your grave. I'm going to close my little statement tonight. I met a sister in Tampa, Florida, a couple years ago who wanted to write her story about how she survived being beat up by her husband and how he beat her. And her sisters, her family didn't want her to tell that story. And she kept telling me she wanted, she had paid her money down and everything. And she really wanted to do it. Her sister kept telling her, no, girl, don't tell that story. Please don't tell that story. And so she decided she was going to go away on vacation just to get her mind together. So she went on to Nassau in the Bahamas, and she died 29 years old. She had a heart attack and died at the beach. So her story was never told.
Wow.
And so I always tell people, you don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. You have right now. And if you want to do this, don't call me and tell me you're not ready. Don't call and tell me you won't wait the next week, next year, because I don't want to hear that conversation. I don't want to hear a conversation like, let's get this thing started, because tomorrow is not promised.
That's a fact, and that's the truth. Amen to that. So, Brother King, I just want to say once again, I thank you for coming on. I thank you for sharing your story, and I thank you for sharing how people can get their books written and how important it is to not only get your book written, but get your book out with, to the world and the world masses where people can be blessed by your books and how and where by that God will be glorified. And then, like you just said, the young lady, that her story is never going to be told because unfortunately she passed away. And like we said earlier, there's a lot of people in that same situation. They think they have forever or tomorrow, and it's not promised. So we need to make sure that we do what we can for the Lord while we have time, because too many people are taking their gifts and talents and their testimonies to the grave, and God is not being glorified through it. So we just want to give God the glory and the praise for having you on tonight as my special guest. And if it be the Lord's will, I would like to have you on again, because this listening audience is growing, and I thank God for it. because I know that in the future, other listeners want to tune in, and they need to hear your story too, so that you can be a blessing to them as well. So I just want to thank you as the executive director and host of this show. I just want to say thank you and want to let you know that you haven't seen nothing yet out of all the 15 books that God has blessed you to write. Because you're being a blessing to others, God is going to bless you even more. And so I just want to say that to you, you continue to keep up the great work in kingdom building. You keep on letting the Lord lead and guide you to the people that he know that you can be a blessing to, that he will be glorified. So once again, thank you. And I am so excited. I'm so excited about calling you after this show and getting started at my process, because like you said, it is a process. And I just want to give a shout out to my youngest brother who has written a book that's titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. So my youngest brother, Herbert, wrote a book, Don't Skip the Process. And just like you said, Brother King, it is a process in writing books or whatever we're going to do for God. It's a process, and we don't want to take it lightly or for granted. So on that note, I just want to close out saying we want to thank our guests on tonight, and I pray that someone has been blessed by him being on the show tonight. And if, just like he said, if you want to reach out to me so you can get in touch with him to get started with getting your book out into the masses where people can know your story and that your legacy will live on through your book, I thank God for Brother King that he's going to be able to assist you and as well as myself in getting our books out to the masses around the world where God will be glorified and that our work will not be in vain. So on that note, we're going to close out in prayer. And we're going to ask that you will continue to share the news about this worldwide ministry and platform so that others can tune in and be blessed. I'm sure that someone tuning in tonight, because they're so used to us having ministers or pastors or deacons on the show that deliver God's word. But every now and then, God will have me to bring a guest on, such as best-selling author J.L. King on tonight, that will be a blessing to the people, that God will be glorified. So we're going to close out in prayer. Once again, as we always do, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory. We come to give you honor and praise. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And Father, we know that we don't deserve it, but you're an awesome God. We thank you that you are in total control. You never slumber nor sleep. You're not like man. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for my guest on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to open doors for him, that he will be a blessing to many, many more. Even though he's already a blessing to many, you have even more people that he's going to touch, that he will be a blessing to, that they will be blessed, that you will be glorified. And after they have gotten their books around the world, that they can turn around and be a blessing to others. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you to continue to move by your spirit, continue to lead and guide us in the way that you know that we need to be led. And we ask that your will be done in us, not our will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are saving us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, and asking that you would save us from our own selves. Sometimes we need to be saved from our own selves, and that includes me. So we thank you that you know what we all stand in need of. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you said that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk upright. So we just thank you for our author, J.L. King, on tonight. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go, so that he can continue to be a blessing, to be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's the prayer.
Amen.
And I pray that you was blessed, listeners. Continue to tune in. Continue to share this ministry with others so they can tune in and be blessed by God's word, that many can be saved through the word over this worldwide platform, that God will be glorified. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until then, remember this. We thank God that we're always of Jesus. Until the next time, good night.
With thy spirit, oh, come.
Cover me, Lord, with thy prayer.